WFODICKS.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't gonna say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to show every day.
WFO dicks. Alright, that does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm really wasting our time, I will get this all mic from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That smells like the clone now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, I need to
put her
on a line.
I find my reason. Dick blood!
WFOD starts now.
You mumble under your breath. I doubt you know what she said. Let's get this off of your chest. By here, by now. I'm trying to make this a mess. We're trying to run in the dark. We're making reasons to destroy what we needed, 'cause we're addicted to bleeding hearts. Got me fighting naked, nothing sacred. We're tearing pain off the walls. Nights are made of kiss and makeup. It's on the edge of emotional. Oh, God, that's the trouble with me. I need the trouble.
I got this guy. I don't know if he's trolling me. He literally just wrote me. It's at WFOD Show. He is a podcaster like us. He wrote, "I brushed my teeth in the shower." Don't know what he's talking about. That's not a question. Shout out to WFOD Show. You got on the podcast, I guess.
WFOD Show, brushing your teeth in the shower?
I don't know why that's a question.
That's what we should talk about.
I don't know. It doesn't make any... He says, "I brush my teeth in the shower, period."
I don't see how
that. I said, "Send me a topic or a question." I don't know what it is. I'm going to tell him, LOL, thanks, bro.
So we don't really have a whole hell of a lot of time to discuss this before Drunk just comes waltzing in here.
Yeah.
And what you say, oh, hi, everybody. WFOD, Mike, Napier.
Travis.
Say hi, Napier. Hi, Napier.
Hi,
Travis,
Napier.
Great. Let's cut the bullshit. Drunk's going to be coming in here any minute.
Yeah.
And it is stunt month.
Are you sure it's going to be any minute?
Stunt.
What?
Are you sure it's going to be any minute?
Well,
any several of minutes.
We need to discuss our strategy here, because you raised a very interesting idea that I had not thought of. And that is, I made delicious hot wings. We all had a few. They were good. We sampled the hot wings. They're fine.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
We have some hot wings on a plate ready for Drunk to participate in the first edition of the Hulk Hands Hot Wings Challenge.
And you said they've been sitting out on the table for about an hour. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, we eat at 7. Drunk eats when he gets here considerably later than that. So, I mean, obviously, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to microwave the hot wings for Drunk.
Yes.
But Napier raised a very interesting idea, which I think that we will have to have some kind of a poll in the chat or something, and we'll have to discuss amongst ourselves. Napier suggested that it will be interesting because Drunk will not be able to gauge the heat of the wing through the foam Hulk hand.
Nope.
So, would it be funny to, like, put some in the freezer and, like, put some in the microwave and maybe just leave some out so that they vary in temperature to throw drunk off?
And ideally what you want is you want him to get one of the room temperature ones first, so then when he does get the steaming hot one to his face, it's a complete and utter surprise.
But it'd just be luck of the draw is what it would be. Right?
Yeah.
You don't know which one he's going to pick up.
Yeah, that's the challenge part.
And if he gets one of the cold ones first, he goes, oh, fuck, man, are these all cold? This is bullshit. And then maybe he won't eat the rest of them. Drunk is a sensitive guy. Or do you think we should just cook him a delicious meal and let it be a delicious meal? I mean, it's going to be a challenge. See, the Hulk hands, none of the other fingers separate. No. So he'll have to pinch them between his pointer finger and his thumb. So it's going to be a challenge. And my fingers, I believe, are considerably longer than Drunk's. I've imagined Drunk has little stubby hands. I haven't really paid attention to him. But Drunk's kind of a shorter, stubby little fella. So
I'm pretty sure most people don't have as long of fingers as you do.
Yeah, I mean, I got like big Tim Burton fingers.
Yeah.
And even with my fingers jammed into the Hulk hands as far as they can, I was not at the tippy top of the Hulk hand.
Nope.
And so, I mean, you're relying on a good couple of inches of excess foam finger to grip the wing and bring it to your mouth. And see, these were in the crock pot for a long period of time, so they're going to be falling off the bone. It's going to be quite fun. If you're listening live, you're going to want to check it out on the Periscopes. We're going to turn the Periscopes on after the break and watch as Drunk attempts to eat hot wings wearing Hulk hands.
Do we want to put together a pool, like whether or not he just gives up and or decides to just start eating with his face in the plate?
We left him a fair amount of chicken wings. I mean,
there's a few chicken wings there, yeah. And Napier's wife made him a little cupcake. I want to see him try to get the little liner off the little cupcake with his Hulk hands. This is going to be exciting. Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. So we're just going to microwave them and let them have a delicious meal. Is that what we've decided on? Hey, varying the temperature, maybe that will be Hulk Hands Hot Wings Challenge Volume 2.
Yeah.
We'll won't expect it.
Add an element of danger.
And also, I said that in jest, and I didn't think you would take it seriously.
Guys, last week, Travis brought up Die Hard. And it sent me into this whole tailspin where I was looking up Die Hard facts. Because what did you say, Travis? You said that the fifth Die Hard movie was actually taken from another script and recycled, and they just added John McClane.
The last two, I believe.
But would you be surprised to know that what you said was actually false? And Die Hard 5 is the first Die Hard movie not to have come from another source.
The newest Die Hard, the worst out of all five
of them?
The
Russian one is the first Die Hard movie that was actually written to be a Die Hard movie.
Not even the first Die Hard?
I'm going to tell you guys the Die Hard story.
Die Hard facts.
Because I was really excited about this when I looked it up. Because I was curious if what Travis said was true. And it turns out it wasn't. It was the exact opposite of what he said.
That's
Die Hard 1.
That's not the exact opposite. That's not even close to the exact opposite.
You said
opposite.
That the last Die Hard movie was written to be something
two,
else.
I said the last two, actually. So I was 50% correct.
Die Hard 1 was based on a novel by a guy named Roderick Thorpe. And the series... it was a whole series of books that this guy wrote whose protagonist had already been in a movie played once by Frank Sinatra. So Die Hard 1 was written as a sequel to a Frank Sinatra movie. And then when that fell through for whatever reason, they reworked it into a sequel to Commando. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to play John Matrix from Commando again and do the Die Hard stuff as Arnold.
I would have liked to see that.
Yeah,
and then, no shit. Yeah, a sequel to Commando in a building? That would have been great.
That means Alyssa Milano would have been in it, reprising her role as his daughter, and she would have been significantly older by that point, I think.
So that never happened either. And then they just got TV star Bruce Willis to be in a movie based on that. It was a huge success, right? So they thought, hey, we need to make a sequel to this, but let's just keep doing what we're doing. And the second one was based on a Walter Wager novel called 58 Minutes. And a couple of dudes just found this book and thought, eh, we could just add John McClane to this and turn it into a Die Hard movie. So they did that.
Nice.
Decided they wanted to make Die Hard 3.
Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? Why would you got to continue that money train?
Right, right. And so they wrote a draft for Die Hard 3 where John McClane was on a cruise ship.
I don't remember that part in Die Hard 3.
Well, no. And so while they're kind of working on this and they're saying, dude, it'll be great. John McClane will be on vacation on a cruise ship and like it'll get taken over by pirates or something.
So that, and then what came first to derail that? Was it Speed 2 or was it Under Siege?
That's funny you say Speed 2. That comes into play later on, Travis.
Oh.
Die Hard 3 on a cruise ship was scrapped because they found out that Under Siege was already being made. So they were like, this is going to be too similar to Under Siege. Let's just fuck this movie and make a new script.
And they were very correct because I believe that when Under Siege came out, they said, it's like Die Hard on a boat.
Later on, that same script for Die Hard 3 was reworked and used for Speed 2 Cruise Control.
So that's what
could have been. 2 Cruise Control was originally Die Hard 3.
That would have ended the franchise.
Yep. Just like it ended that one.
So as far as Die Hard 3 goes, there's a guy named Jonathan Hanslin that wrote an action movie for Brandon Lee called Simon Says. And Warner Brothers bought it as an option for a fourth Lethal Weapon movie. And that became Die Hard 3, which is why Samuel L. Jackson was added into it, because he was Murtaugh. And you can't make a Lethal Weapon movie without a white guy and a black guy running around solving crimes, right?
Exactly. What about that one Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where he was fighting people at the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Sudden Death.
Sudden Death. That's one of the best movies ever.
That could have been a Die Hard movie. If you that would have been an excellent Die Hard movie had he been in it.
If John McClane had gone back into the locker room and dressed up in Tom Barrasso's goalie gear and gone out there and stopped a few shots.
Oh, that would have been great.
See, but Jean-Claude Van Damme's splits.
To back you up on that Lethal Weapon, a white guy and a black guy going around solving crime, they never solve crime. They just kill everybody that's in their way that does something that is slightly unsavory. They don't solve shit. They just kill everybody.
If anything, they're vigilante murderers.
and their greatest punishment for that was one time they had to be traffic cops for a day until they saw another crime that they chased down while shooting their guns.
Remember that time somebody tried to run one of them over with a bulldozer? Like it was that hard to get away from the fucking bulldozer, so he shot through the bulldozer and killed him?
Of course he did.
He could have went over to the bulldozer and grabbed him out of it.
Guys, I want to tell you about Die Hard 4.
Okay.
There's a guy named David Marconi. And if you're a real film nerd, which I didn't know this, I read it on the internet. He wrote Enemy of the State. And he wrote a script for a movie called WW3.com, which also is a terrible name for a movie.
Exactly.
So they bought David Marconi's WW3.com and added John McClane into it and made that into Die Hard 4. And then Die Hard 5 was actually written to be a Die Hard movie. But the other ones weren't. The other ones were all other bullshit that they just added John McClane to.
Why did they go off the formula?
Actually, at one point, Die Hard 5, they had considered making into a movie where John McClane teams up with Kiefer Sutherland from 24, and they make like a super team-up movie.
I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah.
As bad as this last one was, that would have been...
would have just said, no, that's a terrible idea. And that's what they should say. She says, stop it. Don't do that ever. But yeah, that's the history of Die Hard movies, guys. I looked it up and I was excited to tell you about it. Napier, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, I've been reading up on the Ghostbusters movie and how big of a... It is going to be such a train wreck. There's so much stuff leaking out about that movie. It's fucking ridiculous. It's going to be as bad as everybody thinks it is.
It can't be.
Yeah. I'd be really surprised if it's that bad. Paul Feig is yet to make a poor movie. Like, even in conception, when you think about that Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy movie, that sounded horrible to me and is hilarious.
Okay, how long is it until the movie comes out?
I don't know, a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. It's a couple months until the movie drops, and you don't know the date.
See, but, I mean, everybody shit on... And let me start off by saying Pixels was really bad.
Yeah, it was.
But Pixels was better than people had the expectations of it being. Was it good? No. It was a shit show. It was an awful movie. But it was better than people said it was going
to be. It gets points just for having the involvement of Chris Columbus.
And I think that...
Got a pretty solid track record.
Sometimes movies will surprise you. You know, everybody says it's really bad, and then you go see it, and it's not as bad as you thought. You know what movie I actually kind of liked, and I might get shit for saying this, but did you ever see that R.I.P.D.?
No.
I enjoyed that movie with Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds.
It was basically, it was Men in Black, only it was ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
That movie was actually kind of fun. And you go into it, and all you've heard is that it's dog shit, and then when it's not complete dog shit, it sneaks by you. And you're like, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that was a movie that, it's good to have those movies, because then when they pop up on the movie channels and I'm just like, oh, fuck, nothing's on. And I take a look at it, it just passed 2 hours and was fairly entertained, and I move on with my life.
When you watch it, you just say to yourself, boy, Jeff Bridges sure looks like he's having fun.
Yep, and that's Ryan Reynolds always looks like he's having fun. Hey, listen, I fall victim to that all the time. I rallied against the movie Battleship for a good solid 2 years while it was in production. And the first trailers hit, and I rallied against Battleship. And then I saw it on Cinemax, and I was like, huh.
I never did see Battleship.
It's not bad.
It's
never
not bad.
Saw it.
No,
it's not bad.
If you take away the title Battleship, call it anything else, and it's a perfectly fine movie.
Do they at some point say, they sunk my battleship?
Yeah, he slips. I think Liam Neeson gets to deliver that line.
Oh, God, I bet he just chewed up the scenery when he did that. I bet it was remarkable. They sunk my battleship.
That was the other one, too. Speaking of Taylor Kitsch, who's in that flick, who couldn't make a movie successful to save his ass.
Travis,
no matter...
what is a Taylor Kitsch?
A Taylor Kitsch was in the second season of True Detective. He was the younger cop.
Oh.
The one that would ride the motorcycle without his lights on in the dark going too fast, that guy. So yeah. Taylor Kitsch, they tried to serve us Taylor Kitsch on a platter for a good solid 2 years, and every movie he put out was a disaster and just lost money and lost money and lost money.
But they really wanted the Taylor Kitsch to be a thing.
I don't get how that works, but they were forcing him down our throats for a while, and he just couldn't win.
How does that work? How do they decide who's the one they're going to push?
I don't know, but sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. In his case, it didn't. Although, I think the first big flop that he had was John Carter of Mars, which also, not a bad movie.
I didn't see that one either.
Nope.
Yeah, see, I think I'm just as bad as everybody else because I hear something's dog shit and then I just don't see it. It's like Two Girls, One Cup or Mr. Hands. Somebody told me that those were unpleasant to watch, and so I took their word for it and didn't watch them.
Never seen Mr. Hands, although I do like to talk about Mr. Hands because it's
so
fun
the
to
Mr.
talk
Hands,
about.
He gets down on all fours and he lets a horse enter him, right? That's how that one works?
I don't know, but somehow it ended up with him like a horse's cock being in his ass.
Well, that would be the way.
That doesn't sound.
I don't think it happened by accident.
No, he was there to get fucked by a horse. But the moral of the story is, the horse was so big and heavy and cock so big that it perforated his anus and he bled to death because he didn't want to go to a hospital because he was embarrassed.
Because then you'd have to tell him that he let a horse enter him.
R.I.P. Mr. Hands.
He could have just said he was, having, some butt sex and...
So if he died...
Yeah.
Who posted the video?
Yeah, because then that's a snuff film and that's against the law.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it. I mean, I guess his friend did
was that
post-mortem?
His final thing? I have to get this up on the internet before I bleed to death.
It could just be one of those things where he retired and went off into the sunset of getting fucked by horses.
It's an urban legend.
I was going to say, I think that seems along the lines of a lot of the traces and faces of death things that were proven later to be completely fabricated. I mean, not all of it, but some of it.
It's the internet. I assume everything's a lie. Everything's bullshit.
Keep seeing this thing about super lice.
What's a super lice?
It sounds like bullshit to me.
What makes somebody super?
I don't know. They're just lice that, like, if you do the lice thing, you know, you do the, hey, let's get this lice off of me thing. Doesn't work. It's super lice. They're lice that are immune to the lice stuff.
Are you saying that the lice has evolved to beat the lice shampoos that you can buy right off the shelf?
Yeah, yeah. So I think you might have to get like a stronger lice treatment.
I have to go over the counter?
Or maybe you have to do it twice.
Just
because they're super lice. And then the Zika mosquitoes. You hear about the Zika mosquitoes? They're out getting people.
Yeah.
Well, let's just get rid of mosquitoes.
I don't think
we don't need them.
I don't think we have the ability to do that.
Eh, yeah, we can.
Are you sure?
Don't they have mosquito things to keep mosquitoes out of your area? Just do a super concentrated version of that everywhere. Just wipe out mosquitoes. To hell with them.
I think what Travis is getting at is you need a shit ton of bats.
Mm-hmm.
Bats?
Bats.
They eat the bats. They eat, hundreds of times their body weight in mosquitoes every night, or bugs.
Do bats kill us?
Nope.
No.
I mean, bats are scary. Like, if I'm in a cave and a bat goes nuts, like, I'm going to be scared.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, the bat's not going to get me.
No, they give me the heebie-jeebies as well. But...
yeah, they give you the heebie-jeebies, yeah. But you'll be fine. It's like going to a haunted house.
Yeah,
they
and don't... if a bat is in your house as much as you don't want it in there, it's not coming after you. It's scared shitless.
Yeah, no, like... I mean, let's keep the bats out of our house. Let's just have them flying around our house and eating the mosquitoes.
I kind of like bats.
So we need more bats.
Yeah, and bats are cute as piss.
Yeah, you know, there was this bat at the zoo, and every time it was at the children's zoo, and it was in a little glass thing, and every time I went up to the bat, he would start licking the glass. He just liked licking glass. He was a glass-eating bat.
He was a friendly dude.
We get more bats. Eat all the mosquitoes. And then if we need to weed out some of the bats, we'll just have bat hunters.
No, they eat other things. Like, they don't just eat mosquitoes.
So they're like daddy long legs. You don't kill the daddy long legs because they eat all the bad stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they will eat other things other than mosquitoes. So even after the mosquitoes are gone, they're going to be just
fine. But it's going to be like deer, right? I mean, like deer, they're a pain in the ass and there's too many deer. So we got to kill some of the deer, right? Well, just kill some of the bats. I'm not saying kill all the bats, but once they wipe out the mosquitoes and they've overstayed their welcome, get rid of some of the bats. Where's Drunk?
Yeah. That never works out.
Probably exactly where you thought he would be, which is not here. So... but bats are cute. You keep them around. What are they going to do?
Have you ever seen that video where they turn the bats hanging upside down? They turn that upside down and speed it up a little bit, and it looks like the bats are dancing. You love it, Napier.
No, I haven't, but I want to now.
Yes. Yeah, look for that right after the show.
What you say is the bats are dancing?
Yeah.
What do they do?
It looks like they're dancing. Because you turn it, if you see bats when they're hanging upside down in their little caves or whatever, they're moving quite a bit and moving their.
Is it because they're chilly?
Wings. But if you flip that video upside down, it looks like those bats are having a dance party.
You put a little techno music behind that or something, make it fancy.
Wonderful. Like,
you know, every year people are killed by deer.
Yeah, because they have Lyme disease.
No, because people run into them with their cars, and they're at the exact right height to not go over the car or under the car.
They go through the car.
They go through the car.
Yeah.
Every year, there's people who die.
We weed out some of the deer. I get it. But we've got to weed out some of the bats, too. We can't be overrun by bats.
Okay, when was last time you heard anybody dying from a bat?
I'm not saying we're going to die from the bats. I'm just saying we can't let them, like, take over. We can't just go outside and the sky is eclipsed with bats.
Well,
we've got
to
get rid of some
Lou
of
Diamond
these bats.
Phillips. After we solve the mosquito problem, you call up Lou Diamond Phillips. He was a bat hunter in the movie Bats. Dina Meyer was a partner of his. And they can just snuff out the bats.
Explain this movie to me, Travis.
There's nothing to explain. It was hot off the press of Lake Placid with the super alligators. that ate every. I think Betty White got eaten, and also a cow
by
got
an
eaten
alligator.
Yeah, by an alligator. They're giant. No. They're super. Bill Pullman was in that. So was Bridget Fonda. But right around that time, they put out a handful of movies that followed that same line because.
So some producer somewhere was like, "Hey, hey, giant crocodiles are great."
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what Earth's mightiest villain is? Bats.
Bat. Let's make that big.
It's a fearsome creature.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Lou Diamond Phillips. He's available. Sir, are you sure Lou Diamond Phillips is available? Yep.
Guaranteed. He was actually at my house trimming my bushes this morning.
Anchor in the chat's posting pictures of cute bats, and it's pretty much my favorite thing.
Yep.
I like these cute bats. I say we still got to weed out some of the bats, but maybe not as many as I originally had estimated.
Mike, how many fucking squirrels are around this neighborhood?
Plenty. Plenty of squirrels.
What about rabbits?
There's lots of rabbits.
Lots of rabbits. Lots of squirrels. You know what they do? They don't fuck with anybody. They just live their life and be cute.
They run out in front of my car.
And what is it going to do to your car?
Well, I swerve to avoid them.
Why?
Because I don't want to hit them. Because
maybe
they're
they
want to
die. Who are you
You'd
to take that from
them? Service.
Look, I don't. I just don't want to be the guy, you know? I don't want to be the one to do it for him. He
yeah,
can
maybe
find
once
ways.
Mike swerves out of the way, they rethink their life and decide that they have something to live for.
You know what I've never seen? A squirrel fall out of a tree. You'd think it happened.
It does. That happens.
They
yeah,
just,
it
like,
happens.
Fall out of the tree.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
I saw a hawk chase a squirrel up a fucking tree and then did little fucking dipsy doodles around the fucking tree to try to get the squirrel.
So where is Lou Diamond Phillips at that there's all these bats that he has to hunt?
I believe it was either somewhere in Texas or Arizona.
And they have a bat problem.
There's a bunch of bats. There's more bats than normal. And then I believe that somebody gets killed by bats and they're investigating it. And then they learn that they're not just getting killed by bats, they're getting killed by super bats.
So is he a He has a bat specialty, or is he like just a pest control guy who takes on the bat cause because that seems to be the problem right now is bats?
I think that's pretty much it. I think he
So it's arachnophobia with bats.
So he travels to Texas because he hears there's some bats there, and he's the guy that hunts bats.
Maybe he was the sheriff. I think he might have been the sheriff of the town trying to figure out why.
Well, that's very convenient that he would be the sheriff of the town and a legendary bat hunter.
Hey,
that is convenient.
We need somebody to go catch the meth billies out in the trailer park. Who else should we get but the guy who's really good at hunting bats?
Yeah, I don't do meth billies. I do bats. You got a bat problem, you call me. Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
Hello.
Oh, hooray!
And he has the Hulk hands on.
Oh, he's already suited up?
He is excited to begin the Drunk Hulk Hands Hot Wing Challenge.
Hell yeah.
Now, Drunk, I'm going to tell you what Napier's suggested strategy was.
We shot it down real fast.
And we decided not to do this, but I want to know if you think this would have been funny or not.
Okay.
Now, with the Hulk hands on, you would not be able to tell the temperature of the wing you were about to eat. Correct?
Yes, he's already on board.
So what Napier's thought was is that it would be funny. I mean, of course we're going to cook all of the wings. Uh-huh. They're not going to be dangerous to you.
Right.
But we thought that it would be funny after we have cooked the wings to make some of them really hot, put some of them like in the refrigerator and keep like some of them out on the counter to be room temperature. So the wings would vary in temperature as you ate them.
Would that
have been funny or would you have been annoyed?
No, I wouldn't have been, because I like cold chicken wings, like refrigerator wings.
Oh,
so,
you do?
Yeah.
Do you just want them room temperature? I was going to microwave them for you.
Yeah, room temperature's fine.
Room temperature's fine, Napier.
Excellent.
Guys, I think that this is as good as... Drunk, before we get
in... Periscope link in the thing. Got to make sure the people see it.
Before we get into all this bullshit...
Yes, sir.
Are you excited?
Would you
say you're excited? I mean, We're showcasing Drunk, right?
Yes, sir.
We're doing a whole Drunk thing. I mean, that's something that you can get behind.
Absolutely.
And do you think that you're going to be able to eat the hot wings with the Hulk hands?
Yeah, I think I can.
Let me see your... Put your hand up next to my hand.
My actual hand?
See, look, I got a good...
You got a whole knuckle on me.
I got an extra knuckle on Drunk. So Drunk's not going to be able to get the grip that he needs in the Hulk hands. I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
Nah, he'll be fine.
You think he'll get it?
Well, I mean, he can probably just put the little sides of that gloves together and squish them.
I've learned already that I don't bet against drunk in these
Japanese. I still say we
but
should.
No, yeah, super stoked.
Guys.
So did we make this the double, like, extra hot wing?
They were pretty spicy. I mean, they're not,
I don't think,
like,
they were very spicy.
They're not going to, you know, melt your face off. But gotcha. I mean, I'm not really a spicy guy.
It's not like I'm the man versus food guy.
But they were spicy enough that, you know, then got my nose running a little bit. You know what I mean?
Slightly less spicier than a jalapeno.
A little bit of sweat on the brow, if you will.
Perhaps. Okay. But I mean, the real challenge isn't the spice. The real challenge
is using the gloves.
Is getting them off the Hulk hand.
So did you give me all flats or?
I don't remember. Well, I think it's a mix of both. Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But I mean, drunk, it is stunt month.
Stunt month. Am I jumping off the roof next week?
I don't know. We did not get any suggestions for what to do next week on stunt month. I think it's just going to be a surprise.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Unless we come up with an idea sometime tonight. Maybe we should lock drunk in a room with a live bat.
Why?
Because they won't hurt him.
Well, no, they're bats. What are they gonna do to him? Freak him out by fluttering near his face. That's the same attack a moth has.
What do you think? The drunk live bat challenge?
I guess.
I think eventually, though, we'd have to get the bat out. I'm not calling like an exterminator afterwards. Be like, dude, we were doing a fun podcast prank.
You just go get the bat.
I don't want to. He's going to scare me.
Why?
Let me tell you about scaring me. Right now, back in my back gate, there's a black bag draped over my back gate. And I don't know what's in the black bag. And I'm afraid to go look. It's just out there. There's just a black bag out in my backyard, and I don't know what's in it.
And it's attached to your fence?
It's attached to my fence. What could be in it?
It's hanging on your side or the other side?
I mean, it's like draped over the post to my gate.
But is it on the common ground side or your side?
It's facing the other direction.
Maybe Laura?
No, Laura don't go in the... We don't go in the backyard.
No?
We thought maybe it might be a drug bag, but we're not going to go look.
So like a meth dropping point?
Yeah, it's just like a weird bag in the backyard.
I don't think your house would be that important or recognizable enough to be a drug drop point.
Just like walk up to it and get the drugs?
I don't know. Did you look on the outside? Is there like an X on the fence?
A fence X?
Yeah, like they spray painted an X on your fence and you haven't seen it because you don't go back there.
I don't know. I'll go look sometime soon. Drunk.
You should go look on break.
We're also excited to see if you can get the little wrapper off the little mini cupcake with your Hulk hands. That's something else we're pretty excited about.
Okay.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to make Drunk a delicious plate of hot wings, room temperature, which is what he's requested. And we'll see you then. I think you're all fairly attractive people. And you seem nice enough. I mean, we can be friends.
I'll give you a 6 after a couple of cocktails. I'll give you an 8.
Dog Eat Dog. StrangeLabel.com.
I thought I'd been hurt before. But no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. If I quit calling you my lover, move on. Watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come help. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Bitter heart, cold to the touch. now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. If I quit calling you my lover, move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come help. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the thread, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the thread, gotta get you out of my head. Gotta get you out of my head. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself, aching, bleeding, begging you to come help. Now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches.
That's the musings of a psychopath in his basement looking at ex-lovers while cutting himself with a knife. It's dark as fuck.
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh Dan's so cool. Oh Dan's so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast, live Monday, 8-7 Central, available on Stitcher and iTunes.
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I challenge you to a dance-off. Hands off, no trash talk, no back walk. On the black top, just me, you, that's all. No cat calls, no tag teams, no mascots. Right now, dance-off.
Get down the floor, get down the floor, go. Get down the floor, do it, come on and get down the floor, go.
I grab my ankle and pull it up, yep, and do that thing where I move my butt. I got the juice. Motherfucker, don't use it up. I say, there it is, then loosen my tucks, and then I
setting the world on fire, four people. Give me this Periscope thing's paying off.
She got loose cell balls and a big old neck. I like a big bone barrel who can work up a sweat.
A sanitary wipe? Well, they did come straight from Walmart. How dirty could they be? I mean, I bought them from the Walmart and I transported them here. They're right out of the box.
The box that you can stick your hands into?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't covered in plastic. I mean, they were out for the world. Do you think somebody wiped their nose on them or something? Do I need to sanitary wipe your Hulk hands drunk?
In the toy department at Walmart. That you can finger the Hulk hands because they're not in an actual box.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have the link to Periscope in our chat room at strangelabel.com. If you would like to watch Drunk attempt to eat hot wings with his Hulk hands. The other fun thing that I hadn't thought of is, how are you going to get that Mountain Dew open with Hulk hands on, Drunk? How are you going to do that? Are you going to be able to grab that little tabby with the Hulk hands?
He's going to have to use the teeth.
No. I'm pretty crafty. I think I might be able to get it.
Guys, we're very excited. It is, in fact, Stunt Month, as we've said.
Stunt Month.
It's almost as good as Spooky Month.
And I envisioned a great game to challenge Drunk.
Chris Brake asks, how much weed did Drunk smoke first?
Did you smoke some weed before the show?
I'm away here, yeah.
You did? You just drive around smoking it? And,
yeah.
And, what's your license plate number?
Hopefully, going to be getting a new one soon.
See, it's funny. I price matched the Hull cans because everywhere was $20 and Walmart.com was $16. And I was like, hey, if I can save $4 on the Hull cans hot wing challenge, I would be a fool not to.
Absolutely.
So I went to the Walmart at Walmart, $20. So I went up to the cash register and I'm like, hey man, you know, on your website, these are $16. Do you price match your website? He goes, I mean, no, but I mean, it's just $4. I'll take the $4 off, you know. And I was like, oh, well, you know, $4 is $4. She goes, yeah, maybe to some people. Like, maybe, you know, the Walmart folks, they make a great deal of money and they don't need to worry about $4. But us lowlies, you know, we can save a buck here or there and it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not like we're salaried.
Let's quit fucking around.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you make an intro for this?
For the Hulk Hands Hot Wing Challenge? Maybe for the podcast.
Or just like Stunt Month in general?
Well, I mean, you know, I do have, you know, the one thing for Stunt Month. It's Stunt Month.
Boom, boom, boom. And then my next question is, do same rules apply as what's in Drunk's mouth? I get to keep these at the end?
Fuck no! My Hulk Hands, motherfucker!
I guarantee you, if you put them in your mouth, they're yours.
So,
ooh, this is harder than I thought.
Drunk's trying to pick up a pen with the Hulk hands. See, that might be what you have to do. You might have to like edge it over the plate. So, Drunk, are you going to eat some hot wing? Oh, Drunk is crafting the pen cap to open the sody pop. Oh, is he going to be able to do it? I'll be damned.
He's like MacGyver over there.
He's like, well, Drunk is an Eagle Scout, Travis. I don't know if we've let anybody know that in recent years. But Drunk is an Eagle Scout. And
what
so
president
things like opening sodas shouldn't be an issue for him.
What president did we decide was the one that was on the commendation, the Eagle Scout?
This is painful to watch. I'm going to open the soda for you, Drunk.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I'm not feeding you hot wings. I'm not feeding you hot wings. Okay, so Drunk is a... Drunk is eating a drummy. He went for the drummy first. Wow, making a mess. It's
those are good.
You didn't anticipate a mess with this?
I guess I did.
Should have put some plastic down.
I should have put some plastic down. See, I need to put Drunk's bib back on. This is a wiffle ball jersey, Drunk. You don't want to get hot wings on it. Okay, so he's eating the hot wing with the Hulk hand. He did kind of what we thought that he would. He's kind of moving it towards the edge of the plate and then like just kind of holding on for dear life. But he's not like actually reaching down and gripping it. You know what I mean?
Hey, Drunk.
It's ingenuity is what it is.
You could hold one hand out, open palm, slide him into that palm, and just eat it right out of the palm of the Hulk hand.
Eat out of the palm. Good wings, though, Drunk?
They're not bad.
They're not bad?
Really saucy.
We did put extra sauce on them, Travis. That was oh God.
I look like Tom Lee. What the fuck?
What do you think? Do you think listening to a guy struggle to eat hot wings is good radio, Napier?
I don't see how this could be bad.
We're doing some kind of podcast excellence award here. We could submit this to some kind. Is there like awards for excellence in podcasting?
I'm sure there isn't.
Remember last year when those people popped up saying that if you paid them $20, then they would listen to your show and then compile a best.
Drunk, don't get hot wings on the microphone, wind guard. That's not going to be good. That's going to be your hot microphone from now on, I think.
Yeah.
You're just going to have the hot. Oh my God, you are just wrecking those Hulk hands.
Well, what did you expect?
I don't know. You're not being delicate at all. Don't you want a drink?
Nah.
You don't want a drink?
Not till after these wings are done.
Are they hot?
No, they're nothing crazy.
So he's going for the palm. That was what Travis suggested. Oh, God. Oh.
Kiss you can hear him munching.
He's licking the sauce off his Hulk hands.
So, Mike, what you think about getting them Hulk hands back?
I don't know. They can be washed, right? Do you think they're like something that you can wash and then maybe Febreze?
Mike, some sins you can't wash off.
They're made out of foam.
You know, I sent out a lot of emails in the last week or so to PR people about maybe getting some guests. I'm sure once they hear this...
This'll do it.
this is going to put them over the edge. They're thinking, God, you know, I don't know if this show is right for my client.
Or anybody.
Or anybody. Yeah. Did you hear that Hulk hands thing?
If you don't get a one-line response that says, is this the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast?
I didn't tell that story on the podcast, did I? Napier's stupid name got us again.
What? What did I do?
I could have gotten, and I had this guest in the bag, Napier. I could have gotten season 10 American Idol winner Scott McCreery on the show. Yeah, that's right, drunk. We could have been big time. We could have had season 10 American Idol winner Scott McCreery on the show. And I sent our my God, you're a mess. I sent the email to the guy. I was like, you know, hey, man, Scott McCreary's got a book coming out.
I know that guy.
I bet he would want to promote it on an award-winning internet radio program.
Where are we going to find one of those?
And his publicist got the email.
Yeah.
I guess he did some Googling, and he replied with one sentence question. Is this the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast?
Yeah.
And so, like, when you get that, you kind of know, oh, this is going to be a no, I bet.
Can I get some assistance with my right eye?
Oh, you got hot wing in your eye, drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Do you need eye drops or something?
No, I only got one.
Is it burning?
I'll wait till I get this.
Oh, Napier, away. You're such a good friend.
He is.
He's Napier is wiping. I don't want to look. Is anybody watching this on Periscope? Why? Why are you watching this?
You should get him a piece of bread to sop up the extra sauce.
No, I don't need all that.
What did you get on your nose, Napier? That's what is on his nose?
Burnt chicken skin.
Napier. So, I'm talking back and forth with Scotty McCreery's publicist. And Scotty McCreery's publicist listened to a whole episode. He's a big fan. But he said that Scotty McCreery's book is all about, like, faith. And that we would probably be a bad fit.
Oh, it's a Jesus thing?
Particular project.
Well, we can talk about.
He listened to the show and he loves it.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh. So you know, we lost a guest drunk, but we gained a fan.
Hey, that's what's up. I think that's better.
So you're saying we're not going to be able to get Kirk Cameron on the show?
Probably not. I don't think we will. I think
here's some dessert.
Candace, maybe?
Maybe Candace Cameron Bure. She married the lesser of the Bures.
Valerie Bouillot?
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
Is that a hockey man?
Yeah.
He's a hockey man, yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, again, Napier's shitty name ruined the show.
You love that name.
Just saying. Drunk, are you going to be able to peel the wrapper off of the cupcake?
I think so.
Let's give Drunk uncooked Easter eggs.
Drunk is getting a drink of his Mountain Dew. Wow. What do you think of Mountain Dew Black Label? I thought that would be the most extreme of drinks to give you with your challenge.
It's not horrible. It's a bit sweet tardy.
You don't like it much?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you wanna help Drunk get the cupcake over to him? Okay, he's got the Hulk hands. He's gonna try to peel the
Did you drop it on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh no. 10-second rule.
It landed on the wrapper.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's the most offensive noise is him coughing.
I was going to say, we spent 20 minutes listening to you gnaw on chicken carcasses in the microphone. I don't think a cough is a big deal.
He ate the cupcake, guys.
I'm number one. I'm number one.
Okay, so, guys, Drunk is being very braggadocious about his victory. We have to come up with something better for... for the next one, I think.
Never bet against Drunk.
You don't. You don't bet against Drunk ever, I don't think. And it's a shame that you can't. Thank you, Periscope guys. That was the Hot Wing Challenge. We need to figure out how to, like, save these and, like, put that on YouTube or something, I think. Because that was pretty great. So check us out, strangelabel.com. Bless you all for the things that you do. Bye. If anybody knows how to save Periscopes, save that Periscope somewhere. You like that?
Yeah.
Still going back here. Do I for real look like Chum Lee?
I don't think so. He's a big fat fella. I mean, you're overweight.
I'm a little big, but shit.
Yeah, and then he's like Asian or something, isn't he?
Then his hair's like way longer than mine.
Yeah.
He just got arrested.
What did he do?
They just busted him with a bunch of guns and drugs in his house.
Well, that's part of his business, right? On his business, they do...
only guns made before 1898.
And not drugs.
And he has a guy. He has a guy that knows all kinds of things about drugs and guns.
Well, I guess that was him.
So every time he does a drug buy, he brings his guy in to tell him what exact age and if it's good enough for him to buy
it. What
do you think's
in that bag?
Probably dog shit.
Severed head.
It's probably some dude that picked up his dog shit and then threw it into your yard.
I mean, it's like a black canvas bag.
Listen to me. You've had cans of beans thrown at your front door, haven't you?
And you had it shot up with BBs.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows what's in that fucking bag? It could be literally anything.
Drunk is high on life after completing the Drunk Hulk Hands Challenge. Now he's going to complete the... what's in the bag challenge?
What's in the box?
What else is going on, guys? Napier, you had a thing.
Nah, it's kind of stupid.
It's a stupid thing?
Yeah. And then I'd have to look it up and...
Hey, there you go.
It's mostly back to normal.
Oh, Drunk's cleaning up, guys.
So can we speculate about what's in that black sack outside of your house that mysteriously appeared?
It's just, like, out there. I live behind a park, and so there's a park back there. So it could be a lot of things. It's like a public area back there.
Yeah, but there's also, like, that little cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just like a public area that anybody could go to, and so it would be a good place to put stuff.
Some kid probably shit his pants while he was playing a pickup game of basketball, and he threw it in a bag and draped it over your fence.
I guarantee there is no way there's not shit in that bag.
You think
of
there's
some
poop
kind.
In it?
There has to be.
Drunk's it's either just dirty going... diapers or soiled underwear.
Drunk, I can't get flashlights right now. Drunk, I'm doing a show.
Don't you have a cell phone?
Cell phones have lights
Drunk's
on them.
Doing a show too. Why isn't Drunk in here doing the show?
Well, he was here for the part he was supposed to be here for, which
he's
was
gonna check on
rooms.
That black bag.
Yeah, he's gonna go check out that thing in your house.
I don't want him to bring it in the house. What if there's stuff in it?
I'm sure he's gonna look first. He's just not going to grab.
He's not gonna be able to see. It's dark out.
Maybe he'll smell it first.
This was a bad idea.
Then why'd you let him do it?
I shouldn't have even brought up the bag. Now I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
What if there's bad stuff in the bag and then he brings it in the house? What if there's like a bat in there?
What if there's dog shit?
And then the bat flies out, and then I got a bat in my house.
What if should have sent Napier out with a cell phone to periscope this.
Periscope Drunk going out in my backyard?
Looking at, yeah, seeing what's in the bag.
No, there's no fetus. Please, dear God, don't let it be a fetus.
Travis, what would you have asked Season 10 American Idol winner Scott McCreery if we had him on the show?
Was it easy sacrificing all of your hopes and dreams to be a part of the machine?
So what's it like being the winner of the second-to-last American Idol?
Do you feel like you had any part in canceling the show, ultimately?
Why is it that the only successful American Idol winner ever was Kelly Clarkson, really, and everybody else has just been mediocre? And how come there's never been a good The Voice? How come we've never had a star from The Voice?
Does it worry you that coming back up?
Why would you aspire to be The Voice? What's in the bag?
Looks like a spider in the web.
Oh.
What? Oh, so it's a black bag that flew into your
It's one of those
backyard.
Spider bags.
Yep, spider bag.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the bag from American Beauty that that kid takes video of that he thinks is the most beautiful thing ever. It just blows around.
Yeah.
So remember when we had all those high winds a couple of days ago? Probably nope. About the time the bag appeared. That's probably about the time the bag appeared.
So you're just going to leave it?
All these people in the chat are saying that they've had bats in their house before. Who are these people?
I've had bats in two to three of the houses.
How do you get bats in your house?
I saw a bat.
How does a bat get into your house?
You have a lot of ventilation in your home in different ways that they can crawl through.
Are bats sneaky home invaders?
They can get in through any little crack, and like if you have a screen that's maybe not on perfectly, bats can get into some real small shit.
Oh, dude. You should see, like, in Arizona, they get underneath those, like, clay fucking tiles on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Thousands of them will be just fucking pouring out of there once fucking dust hits.
Yeah, that's real gross.
But also, they're bats. I mean, what are they really going to do?
Apparently, bats aren't that big of a deal, Drunk.
I don't... Do you like Batman?
Well, they're slightly...
I like Batman. What's the correlation between bats and Batman? If you like Batman, are you immune to bats somehow?
Well, if you like the Ninja Turtles, I assume you also like
mosquitoes?
Turtles.
I don't like mosquitoes.
So then you like bats.
Which do you hate less, mosquitoes or bats?
I hate mosquitoes the most.
So then you like bats.
And they serve no purpose.
Well, the bats eat them. I guess the bats eat other things, too.
So if I had a pet bat, I'd want to collect mosquitoes to feed to them.
Well, in this area, there is just mosquitoes.
Does a mosquito sting a bat?
No.
Will a mosquito suck the blood of a bat?
I don't think it matters. It's a mosquito still.
Yeah, but I mean, like, a mosquito will get on a bat and suck the bat's blood?
Potentially, yeah. Unless the bat gets to him first.
I'm fine with bats. They're fine. So Travis, like, binge-watched all of Daredevil, but I've only watched 3, so we can't really talk about it much because I don't want him to spoil stuff for me.
I've seen all the Daredevils but the new season.
You saw the first season? Yeah, I saw the first season, too, but I've only watched 3 of the new season that just started.
There's 3 already?
They released the whole season. Travis, why is Napier so dumb about the way Netflix works?
I thought they released it over
they
time.
They released the whole season in one fell swoop. They're
well,
just
when
like,
Netflix
hey,
drops
season 2
series,
out.
You get the whole series.
Now, this is the first time I've actually watched a Netflix series.
You said you watched the first season.
Yeah, but I didn't watch it when it
came
out.
So it's the second time.
Well, yeah, but I didn't see it when it came out. Like, I got Netflix well after Daredevil had been on there.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to watch the Daredevils.
Yeah.
Isn't Daredevil kind of Batman?
No, he's got no money.
I mean, he's kind of Batman, though.
But he's got no money, and he's blind.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are Batman, though.
Who else is Batman?
Moon Knight.
Iron Man.
Is Moon Knight Batman?
He might as well be Batman.
Iron Man isn't Batman.
He's rich.
No, Iron Man's different.
Iron Man's like Iron Man. I mean, like, they're both rich.
And they both, you know, invent shit.
But well, I'd say Daredevil's kind of Batman.
Yeah, he's got superpowers because he has enhanced senses.
Like, I mean, he's kind of got the code.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't use guns.
His daddy died.
His dad died.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to give blind people guns.
Spoiler alert.
Did that sound a little mean? I think it sounded a little mean.
Daredevil's Batman, guys. But you enjoyed the Daredevil season 2, Travis?
Yeah, it's great. I have 1 episode left, and I don't think I'm going to watch it tonight. I think I'll save it. Yeah, it's great. I couldn't stop myself from watching it. I started it Friday night, and I got 1 episode left.
I enjoyed what I saw. The Shane from The Walking Dead is Punisher.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't see that.
Napier, how do you not know all this stuff?
Because I'm apparently a shithead when it comes to Daredevil.
It seems like you should know all this stuff. This seems to be stuff that everybody knew already.
No, I was watching all the shit coming down on Ghostbusters and watch people shit on it because I thought it was funny.
You're just so anti-Ghostbusters you can't be pro anything else?
I want to see what killed it.
What killed Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I want to see how it got this bad.
I think.
No, time didn't have anything to do with it. There were decisions that were made, and I want to see how it died. I'm going to go see the Ghostbusters movie, not because I really want to see the Ghostbusters movie. I want to see what killed Ghostbusters. This is an autopsy.
What if it's really good?
I don't think that's possible.
But what if it is?
But what if it is?
Okay, do you want some spoilers?
Sure.
No.
How can you spoil a movie that hasn't come out yet?
Because you haven't seen it.
You haven't either.
Yeah, but
so how can you spoil it if you haven't seen it?
I've read things.
Go ahead, Napier. Spoil Ghostbusters, a movie that you have no idea what happens in.
I could also read you the entire plot summary of Batman versus Superman, supposedly based off the script that they shot with, but that is not necessarily true.
So Batman and Superman, they're mad at each other. But then, like, Lex Luthor is impatient with them not being mad enough at each other, so he tries to make them madder at each other, and he unleashes like a experiment or something, and then they have to unite to fight the other thing. And then Wonder Woman comes about, and then she helps them fight, and then they decide that they're better as allies. Did I just pretty much sum it up, you think?
Yeah, for the most part, I think you're there.
Yeah, that's Batman versus Superman. They probably are mad at each other for probably about, what do you think, about the first 40 minutes? And then they have to unite.
Yeah, from what I have read, everything that you've seen in the trailers is from the first half of the movie. So Ghostbusters,
Napier. Remember? Tell me the plot of Ghostbusters. So there are these broads.
Four broads kill ghosts. Boom.
There's these broads, right? And they keep getting all this shit they keep hearing about with ghosts. They're like, dude, we got to stop all these ghosts. We got to bust them.
No, not really.
And so they make all these things that they can catch ghosts.
So.
And then they save the city from an evil person who is unleashing ghosts on the city for some reason.
And then they unmask the villain, and it's Mr. McCreary, the amusement park owner.
And I would have got away with it if it wasn't for those silly broads.
Those Ghostbusters.
Well, apparently...
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So, you know that scene with the firehouse that they shot? They don't actually get the firehouse. They actually set up in a Chinese shop. That's why you see that whole Chinese business. That's the new Ghostbusters headquarters, is that Chinese
restaurant.
They work
like behind a Chinese place?
Yeah, they rent a part of a Chinese restaurant.
They probably try in the movie to get the firehouse, and they can't afford it.
Yeah, they can't afford the firehouse, so they have to rent part of a Chinese restaurant.
That sounds great.
So is that
what's really going to set you off and make you say, fuck this Ghostbusters movie? My Ghostbusters don't eat Chinese food.
No, the fact that the black character, they're not just like hiring, you know, Winston. It's
no, they can't have Winston.
Why can't
they
have
too old to be a Ghostbuster now.
Yeah, but they can have a Winston character where they put out an ad and like, oh, well, she comes in and, you know, they hire her.
Nope,
just like they did Winston.
Madea decides she has to be on the Ghostbusters team.
Exactly, because she has the equivalent of Google Maps in her head. You know, the same thing that's on your smartphone.
What, y'all don't have a navigation system?
Yeah.
At least Onion Head's still in it.
Onion Head?
Slimer.
Yeah, Slimer.
Is he an Onion Head?
That's what he was actually called in the original script, I believe.
And all the ghosts look like fucking cartoony bullshit, stupid fuck ghosts.
It looks at, truthfully, if I can give it one detraction, is in that that official preview that came out, when they do show the ghosts and shit running through the city, it did look like it was a sequel to the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible on the same level as live-action Scooby-Doo.
So, that bag, what did you just leave it where it was?
Put it back in its place, yeah.
Okay.
Is it just an empty bag?
Well, it was on your neighbor's fence, not your fence. So.
So if it just stays there, do you think that maybe they just left it there to be a drug bag eventually? And like they thought that once I saw the bag...
It looked pretty gnarly in there.
You think maybe it was debris? that blew over from like a wind storm?
I don't know. That would have to be a perfect wind to put that bag the way it was placed.
Perfect storm.
A perfect wind, yes.
Perfect wind.
Yeah. A mighty wind, even.
But once it's there, man, you know?
Maybe somebody was cleaning up their yard and their bag blew away.
Maybe it's a weapon, and if somebody tries to break into their yard, they put it over the intruder's head.
Do you know what hashtag I saw on Twitter today?
What?
It was hashtag stop child rape in Turkey. That was the hashtag. Stop child rape in Turkey.
Shouldn't we stop child rape everywhere?
Well, yeah, maybe that's like a...
No, Travis, you don't get it. That's not the message.
Maybe that's like Black Lives Matter.
Ooh, okay, so I should stay away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, because all lives don't... Well, I mean, all lives do matter, but that's not what we're talking about.
We're focusing right now.
So all child rape is bad.
Yeah, see...
But in Turkey, it's worse.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that you don't need to do that. Let's just say don't... Let's stop child rape.
Stop child rape altogether,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, just this... Yeah.
But what I want to know, Travis...
Geography doesn't matter at this point.
Who are these guys on Twitter that are pro-child rape?
In Turkey.
And if they are pro-child rape, is this hashtag going to make them see the error of their ways? Like, are they going to see that a lot of people are anti-child rape in Turkey and say, I got to quit raping all these kids, man?
I didn't realize the movement was so strong.
I didn't realize there were a lot of Twitter users
in
Turkey.
Do you see all these people that are anti-child rape, you guys? This is like a thing now. Maybe I'm on the wrong side of this.
You know, like how Twitter got conied all shot up?
And the people that keep blocking the roads to Trump rallies.
Yeah, like, that's a thing now.
Like, if you block the road to a Trump rally, and the people who are blocked on the road, are they going to be there in traffic sitting there honking their horns at the people blocking the road and go, fuck, man, maybe these people blocking the road are right. Maybe I shouldn't vote for Donald Trump because my day was inconvenienced by people blocking my road.
No, if one of those shithead blocked my fucking car once, I am never not voting for Trump.
I just feel like you guys, you're not doing the right thing for what you're trying to accomplish.
I hope somebody in one of their cars brandishes a firearm at them.
I mean, if you're anti-Trump, sure, protest Trump rallies. Stand outside, hold your sign. If that's what you feel like is a productive thing to do, do it. Donate money to the opposing candidates. You know, but blocking roads? What is that going to do?
You know what it's going to do is it's going to light a fire under the ass of the Trump supporters to do something as bad or just, you know, be even more on his side because of they now hate those people and now love Donald Trump even more.
Right, because Donald Trump was the victim here. People were blocking their way to his rally.
You think Trump said that of himself?
It might not be a bad idea.
Super genius.
Yeah, like look at the fucking assholes who are opposed to me. Look at what they're doing. They're blocking highways.
Yeah,
what
they're trying to stop my message that you all are into.
Yeah,
tell your friends.
These people are into my shit, and people are preventing them from getting to it. That's fucked up. They shouldn't do that. See, that's actually a pretty good move. That's what we should do. We should prevent people from being able to download this podcast.
Why?
Because then it'll be more exclusive.
Do we want exclusivity in a podcast done for the shits and giggles?
Yeah. Like, you know, if it's the cool thing and, like, you know, if the government is shutting us down. Like, what if, like, iTunes banned us?
Why? Did we say anything that bad?
You know, because we were just being too rowdy. And iTunes was like, whoa, we can't have these guys on our thing. Then, like, iTunes is stifling our creative process, right? And then we can somehow market that.
Market it with what?
I guess not iTunes. I think it counts for like 78% of our downloads.
Well then.
But then it'll be harder for people to get us, and then they'll want to that much more, right? No, they'll probably just forget about us, right?
No, man. Yeah. I totally think so, because I've been trying to get Yogurt Blast Pop-Tarts for 10 years. They stopped making them, and I have not stopped my search.
But they make you want them that much more. Travis, you can get Bugles anytime.
I was about to say, but I'm sure you can find those on eBay, man.
Do you go get bugles?
No, but if you took them away from me, I would absolutely search high and low.
You were selling Twinkies for $40 a box.
Sure.
You
want
to know why? Because some jackoff was told that he couldn't have Twinkies anymore. And he was like, I can't have Twinkies? What the fuck are you talking about? I can't have Twinkies.
I miss Planters cheese balls. God, those were fucking good.
You guys have Menards by you?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Go to Menards. They have giant vats of cheese balls. They're exactly like the old Planters ones in the tube.
I don't think that's true, sir.
Drunk, do you have anything else that you want the people to know about before we call this an evening?
Other than how good the chicken wings were.
I love you, the people. Come back and listen to us next week.
Be sure to...
For stunt month! Bum, bum, bum!
Be sure to let us know if you have any stunt ideas for Drunk. I mean, of course, we'll come up with something if you don't. We don't rely on you. We just encourage you, you know, give us a fucking shout every now and then. Let us know you're there. We know you're there. Just remind us every now and then. Napier, anything else you want the people to know about?
The new Ghostbusters movie is going to tank.
All this movie.
So you don't think?
Do we have an update on like
the Baywatch?
Travis, is there a Baywatch watch update?
Oh, I don't know if you saw that. I posted it on Twitter. They cast some. I think she's a Spanish pop star in the movie.
A Spanish pop star?
I guess.
Does she have rockin' titties?
I'd say she has a very lovely body and sounds like a very nice lady.
Well, then, excellent.
I was actually going to be at the Hollywood thing.
No updates, Drew. No updates this week. Next week, we'll have updates. The Hollywood Fantasy League is heating up.
How are we looking?
It's going to really come down to how well Jungle Book does and how well Batman vs. Superman does. That's really the name of the game.
So don't go see Batman vs. Superman.
Go see it. Just wait two weeks.
Gotcha. I'll be seeing it Thursday if they have early showing. Sorry.
Really, for a DC movie?
Yeah, man. Batman vs. Superman. I've been waiting for this shit since I was a small child.
Yeah, but it's a DC movie. They're going to screw it up.
You can't wait another 2 weeks?
No.
Guys, we appreciate you coming out. Strong turnout in chat. The stream is hopping. Bless you all. If you watched on Periscope, tell me how to save Periscopes, because I feel like we need to save that for posterity's sake. And that's it, really. Let us
Allah Akbar.
What? What did he say?
He said, "That's my mama."
wants you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9-8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.